I don't know about you, but now that it's warming up, my schedule is packed, and having a great story to keep me company really takes the stress out of it. That's why I subscribe to Audible. As a member, you can choose one title to keep every month from their entire catalog, plus the latest bestsellers and new releases. I'm about halfway through The Wolf in the White Van by John Darnielle. It is a gorgeously written thriller with a time travel plot unlike any I've ever come across. I can't wait to hear how it ends, and you can check it out with me. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500. That's audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Welcome to the Bravo Clubhouse for the podcast edition of Watch What Happens Live with me, Andy Cohen. She's played almost every venue and music hall, and she'll play with you as long as you bring the alcohol. It's Watch What Happens Live with Melissa Etheridge and Chelsea Handler now. Watch What Happens Live. I am your host, Andy Cohen, in the Bravo Clubhouse on a Thursday night with two blonde bombshells who might, by the end of the night, just be blonde and bombed. My first guest is a Grammy and Oscar-winning singer-songwriter whose 15th studio album, The Medicine Show, comes out tomorrow, and Dr. Andy thinks you should take two and call me in the morning. Please welcome our friend, Melissa Etheridge. Great to see you, Melissa. We missed you. And my next guest is a hilarious comedian and activist whose new book, Life Will Be the Death of Me and You Too, sounds funny and also like a bit of a threat. You can pick it up now. Say hi to Chelsea Handler, everybody. Great to see you, Chelsea. And the two of you are old buddies, right?
Oh, yeah. We go way back.
I think I was at your wedding.
That should tell you how she was at my wedding.
Oh, really? Oh,
yeah, she thinks she was there.
Okay,
yes,
well, can you confirm that she was at your wedding?
Indeed, she was at my wedding.
I can confirm that I was at her wedding and I got pregnant at her wedding.
Very good. Excellent.
No, it's a gay wedding. You're not going to get pregnant at
You don't. That what? What?
You know, did you know it was Barbershop Quartet Day? Of course you did. In honor of that, we have four guys who like tight harmonies, but who are pouring drinks until we're all real loose. Behind the bar from Gimme Four, it's Paul, David, William, and Joe. Hey, guys. Good to see you. Glad to see that the Barbershop Quartet game is still in full force. Chelsea, you're tying your shoe. You're fixing your... Those shoes are great,
Somebody
by the
tie
way.
Somebody didn't tie my shoes.
Right. Shoes happening.
Oh, you both have great
Look at shoes, actually.
Chelsea, you were recently at Gwyneth Paltrow's engagement party and Jennifer Aniston's 50th birthday party. I have some questions for you. What gift did you give each of the ladies?
I gave Gwyneth silk pajamas from Stella that I re-gifted that didn't fit me because she loves gift. And I said, these are a re-gift. And the card from Stella was in hers.
I just crossed it out
and said Gwyneth instead of Chelsea. And then for Jen, what did I get Jen? Oh, some pajamas too.
But were those a re-gift or did
No, those were original.
By the way, that's a great present.
Yeah, I discovered silk pajamas and then I wanted to spread the joy.
Whose party did you get more drunk at?
You know what? I'm in a cannabis state right now, so I'm not drunk right now.
Oh, okay.
No, it's not the same as it
I
used
like
to be.
It. Whose party do you think cost more?
Jen's 50th.
Did either Gwyneth or Jen give any favors to their guests?
You mean like go
like
down on a person
favors.
At the
party? No, well, sure. Yeah, that's
a party. No, neither of those girls are into that. But yeah, a bunch of people went down on me at both parties.
Nice. Whose party had better food and booze?
Somebody was going down on me the whole time, so I didn't even have to eat.
Thank you very much, Chelsea Handler. Your questions for Melissa Etheridge and Chelsea Handler are coming in, but before we get to those, here's what three things I'm obsessed with tonight. First, Melissa is so popular that she even hosts a special cruise for her fans. But after over 30 years in the biz, which aspects of the music industry does she think have gone a little overboard? Here's what. It is time for Da Wheel Breakers Music Edition. I will spin the Da Wheel and read a question about the music industry. Melissa, you say if it is a deal breaker for you. What do you think of musicians who write songs about ex-lovers?
I think it's awesome.
Yes, of course.
It's my career.
Musicians who lip-sync at award shows.
Oh, that's weak.
You've never... Okay, good. Okay. What about musicians who trash green rooms?
Yeah, if you're into it.
Yeah, okay, good. Seems like one of the privileges of being a musician.
Sure, go ahead.
Musicians who refuse selfies with fans.
Oh, no.
No. She's not into that.
No.
Okay. Musicians who start a Vegas residency.
Okay. That's changing. The whole Vegas thing is changing.
Yeah. There's a lot. Yeah, would you?
Sure.
Yeah. Musicians who refuse to travel by bus on tour. Who cares?
Rich. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wealthy.
Exactly. Yeah. Musicians who skip soundcheck because they don't need it.
No.
No.
You show up for soundcheck.
Thank you very much, Melissa Etheridge. Second. Throughout her career, Chelsea has mercilessly roasted everyone from Angelina Jolie to Eric Trump to every Kardashian whose first name starts with the letter K. But I want to see if the soothing energy and unlimited alcohol of the clubhouse might soften her up a bit. Here's what it's time for, Making It Nice. Chelsea, I'm going to go through some familiar faces. The shoe came undone again.
I know.
Who makes those shoes?
It's like my foot wants to leave.
I know it does.
Made by Tom Ford. Tom, if you're watching, can you help? Sister up.
For sure he is. I'm going to show you familiar faces that you might want to punch. You just, instead of coming for them, say the first nice thing that comes to your mind. Okay, so Lori Loughlin.
Good for her.
Right. Okay. Justin Bieber.
Good for him.
Yes. Roseanne.
Whoopsie.
Okay. Tristan Thompson and Jordan Woods.
I don't know who they are, and I'm grateful.
I bet you are. Right, I bet you are. Kellyanne Conway.
George Conway is what I would like to imagine is what Kellyanne Conway goes home with George Conway, and then they have to collide. And that is what I'd go to bed at night.
Yes.
Thinking of that vision.
George Conway is amazing on Twitter. I mean, it's unbelievable. Tucker Carlson.
Not attracted to him.
Yes. Sarah Huckabee Sanders.
Not attracted to her.
Jeff Bezos.
Also never going to be attracted to him.
Okay. Say, what nice thing would you say?
Oh, right. Nice thing. Yeah, Jeff Bezos. Great shiny skin. Luminous.
I know. We did lose track of the game.
Sorry, I know. That's my old habit. Right, getting the best of me. Go ahead. Let's try again.
Okay. Well, this is the ultimate.
Okay.
Donald Trump.
Mm. Donald Trump. What a pretty fun earlobe.
Thank you very much, Chelsea Handler.
Done.
Finally,
namaste.
I have always loved having two documented stoners in the clubhouse, and since 420 is just around the corner, I wanted to get the 411 on my guest's pot proclivities. By the way, I know you have a line out. Mm-hmm. Do you as well?
I have a line coming out, yes. It's a line coming out.
It's really difficult. It's in
the regulations are nuts. Yeah, you have to trademark it, and there's so many regulations. But yes, I have a line coming out in the summer. I'm very passionate about weed, as is Melissa.
As am I.
As we should all be.
Tie your shoe again, because...
No, I want Tom Ford to deal with this.
I know. Okay, it's time for Have You Gotten High? Okay, you are each going to take these joints and head on over to the green screen. It's fake Wacky Tabacky, by the way.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Luckily, I smoked some real stuff before you got here.
Good. Thank you. Good. I'm glad. Okay, take those over there at the green screen. You will be placed in a variety of situations. And if you've been stoned in that joint, you just tell us by puffing on your joints, okay? If you've ever been stoned in that joint. Okay, we're going to wait until the shoes get fixed.
We have a lighter.
That's cool.
It's done.
Oh, look. Okay. Where are we?
Do you still have your joint?
Where are we?
Do you still have your joint, Chelsea?
Yeah, I got this.
Okay, great. All right. The first place is a doctor's office. Have you ever gotten high before going to a doctor's appointment?
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. Have you ever gotten high before going on a late night talk show?
Yes.
Yes. Okay, good. Chelsea, are you high now?
Probably.
Okay. Have you ever gotten high at a funeral?
Yes.
Wow.
Recently.
I haven't been to a funeral
recently.
In a long time.
Have you gotten high at an award show?
I've never been.
That's the only way to go to an award show.
You've never been to an award show, Chelsea?
No, I've never been nominated for anything.
Have you ever gotten high at a wedding?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Have you ever gotten high before a baby shower?
Yes.
Have you ever gotten high before working out?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Have you ever gotten high in your boss or manager's office?
I'm my boss, so.
Yeah, okay. Last one. Have you ever gotten high while on board an airplane?
Yes.
Oh.
All right, thank you very much. You know, Chelsea, you said before we showed Tristan Thompson's picture and you said, I'm so glad I don't know who they are, which I think answers the question I'm about to ask you, which is if you miss doing Chelsea Lately.
No.
You don't. Is it because you had to talk about shit you didn't care about?
Yeah, I mean, I liked it in the beginning.
Right.
It was fun. It was exciting to make lots of money and have the attention and having people. And then after a while, I was like, how many more of these actors do I have to talk to until it's over? And I get why it's, like, palatable for people. But at a certain point, like, I just
hit the wall.
I was like, I can't.
How many years did you do it?
8. It felt like 12.
Right. Let's go to Jill from Las Vegas for Melissa Etheridge. What's your question?
This podcast is supported by FedEx. FedEx offers fast delivery, more visibility, simple returns, and weekend home delivery to 98% of the U.S. population on Saturday and 50% on Sunday. With FedEx, you get picture proof of delivery, ensuring you always know where your package is. Returns are simple with packageless and paperless returns. Plus, FedEx Ground is also faster to more locations than UPS Ground. See the FedEx service guide for delivery information. So, what are you waiting for? See what FedEx can do for your business. Absolutely, positively, FedEx.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code AUDIO to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code AUDIO at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code AUDIO.
Hey, you guys. My question is, Melissa, after you performed your original song about Brangelina on Watch What Happens Live, did you ever hear from them? And would you perform it on tour?
It was a great song. You wrote it so fast. Did you hear from either of them after that?
No.
You didn't?
I Nobody. Did, actually. I heard from both of them.
You did not.
I heard from Angelina, and she's like, you bitch. I was like, it's not me. It's Melissa.
No, it was really tense there for,
I know it
for
was.
A day. Because it was, I mean, you know, getting kind of threatened and,
yeah.
You know, it all just poof, went away.
Good.
Good. Which
is good. This is like a meeting of the Angelina Jolie fan club here.
You know what? I'm upset that I was so upset with Angelina Jolie. I realize she's probably just trying to do her best, too. You know, I mean, obviously I'm not going to hang out with her, but I get it now. Like, I have more sympathy and empathy for people that are like, she's really a mom and a wife and whatever she is. I'm not sure, but good luck to her.
Molly C. wants to know, Melissa, besides David Crosby, what did you consider other famous people for a sperm donor?
Yeah, well, Brad was considered. He was a very good friend of mine. And then that just seemed like really complicated.
Right.
Like super complicated.
I wonder why.
Unless my children are like, I could have had Brad Pitt as a father. No.
Let's go to Jonathan from D.C. for Chelsea Handler. Hey, Jonathan, what's your question?
Hi. Chelsea, first off, I just wanted to say that I'm coming to see your show in D.C. this weekend, and I'm so excited. I just can't wait. But anyway, my question is, what did you think of the whole Kevin Hart Oscars debacle? And do you think that comedians should be held accountable for what they've said or tweeted in the past?
I don't think so. I mean, I honestly respect what Kevin Hart did. I love Kevin. I know him personally, and I think he's a great guy. And I honestly think we've all made mistakes. I've said things that are deplorable that I would never say again.
Right.
You can't just hold people like, you know, to the fire for things that went on. We all evolve and we all grow up and we all get it. Now we understand.
Okay, and the culture has changed. The culture has changed. Donna from Virginia for Melissa Etheridge.
Hi, Melissa, do you ever think that David Crosby will reunite with Stovin Nash, or are those bridges completely burned?
That is the silliest thing, to talk to David. No. I'm like, what are you doing? It's right. I always think that's possible because they're wonderful guys. They just really have known each other a long time, you know, and I just think they need some time apart.
Chelsea, Jeff S. wants to know what you think of Kylie Jenner being named the youngest self-made billionaire.
Good for her. Got to get that whatever, girl. Get after it.
It's game time, everybody. Melissa Etheridge won an Oscar for her song, I Need to Wake Up, from An Inconvenient Truth. But when it comes to the truths of Melissa's life and career, have Chelsea and I been asleep at the wheel? Let's see. With An Inconvenient Truth or Lie, our announcer Paul will read out a potential fun fact about Melissa as she stares into the camera. Then Chelsea and I will guess if they are totally real or totally fake. Paul, what's the first fact?
Melissa once taught Brad Pitt how to fly fish in her swimming pool.
Chelsea, true? Do you believe it?
No.
No, Paul. Is it true, Melissa?
Absolutely. He was going to actually audition. That's back when he had an audition for River Runs Through It.
Wow.
And he didn't know how to, and I did. I said, come up to my swimming pool, and I'll teach you just how to cast, you know, how to throw it.
Hollywood. All right, next fact, Paul.
Melissa saved a lock of hair from her iconic mullet and still has it locked up under her bed.
Okay.
Well, now we don't know what's true.
I know, exactly.
I mean, you taught somebody to fly fish in a pool?
I know. And she was in the closet when she had the mullet. Could it be true?
Yes.
Is it true?
No.
No. All right, Paul.
I don't even know what's under my bed. What?
Melissa naturally says yee-haw when she sneezes.
That's true. That's true.
Is that true?
Yes.
All right, Reba. One more, Paul.
When Melissa was young, she had a gig at an all-male country music group but quit to work at KFC.
What? I think this could be true.
Yeah, I do.
Yes, is it true?
Totally. I wanted to be a normal. I had a, for years, I played in a country western band, and then my senior year.
We don't care about the story. Is it
true? Yes, it's true. And then I work at KFC. Don't.
Thank you very much, Melissa. It's always fascinating. Melissa, Cassie T once says, you don't have to name names, but have you ever denied doing a duet with someone?
Yes.
Yes, you have. Chelsea, are you still on dating apps?
I am. I haven't checked in regularly, but I'm available, and I really do want to find a real boyfriend.
So, you do.
Yeah.
Is it hard? Is it hard being a strong, powerful
bitch?
Is it hard dating?
Incredibly difficult being such a bitch.
No, but is it hard? The fame thing aside, is it hard being successful and strong and dating?
I think it's okay as long as you're accountable about why you behave the way. Like, the reason I feel strong or I act strong is because of a lot of other things. And so I think it's about just being accountable for who you are and what you're willing and what you're available to do. And it's not weak to say I want to be in a relationship. It's okay to say that. I don't need to be in one, but I would like to be in one.
I like
so
it.
So it's a
That's
whole
good. That's good. I'm into that.
Well, come over here, girl. I got
this. Okay, it is time for my mazel of the day. And since both of my guests are always brimming with opinions, I thought I would let them do the honors. Melissa, what is your mazel of the day?
Pete Buttigieg.
Yes.
Yes. Running for president, gay from Indiana, first of all.
Yes.
Ah.
Yeah,
Yeah.
Great new book out called A Long Way From Home. I just started it yesterday. Great
book.
He's bringing
the religious left into politics, which is beautiful.
Wow. Mm.
It's kind of a spiritual, he's got a spiritual edge to it.
Yep.
Dig him very much.
He's a military, he served in the military.
Yes. Wow, gay.
Yeah. Chelsea, do you have a jackhole for us?
I'm over room temperature water.
Okay.
And I wish people would stop handing it out. Like, it's candy. It's
right,
not.
Exactly.
It tastes like shit, and I don't want it. I want a lot of ice and a lot of water.
I'm down with that. I want to thank Melissa, Chelsea, and Jimmy Ford for being here. Etheridge album, The Medicine Show, is out tomorrow. Chelsea Handler's book, Life Will Be the Death of Me and You Too, is out now. Behind the bar, it's the Barbershop Quartet, Gimme Four. Hey, guys. Melissa, this is the album, by the way, you write a lot about addiction.
Yeah, I think it's a problem. I think it's a huge problem in our society now.
Yeah.
And I travel a lot around the nation, and I see a lot of what opioids have done and sort of this idea that we have to get away from all pain. And I just think there needs to be a new sort of new thought about health in general.
And your book is more serious than maybe people might be expecting, given your other 6 best-selling comedy books. How did you make that turn, or why did you make that turn?
I had like an identity crisis, and I just thought, what am I really like? What am I doing? Am I just like cashing checks and just coasting? Like, is that what I'm doing for being a loudmouth, basically, essentially just voicing my opinion and getting rewarded for it? After the election, it made me take a real look around, and I was like, oh, I want to do better. Like, I want to be better. So I had to go to a psychiatrist and readjust my thinking.
Was that your first time going?
It was my first real time.
Right.
I've been.
Because you
I
were
was,
committed to it.
Yeah, I was like, hey, I got some problems. This isn't working out for me. What's my problem? And he was like, well, this, this, and this, and this, and not in that order. But I was like, oh, I'm paying somebody to tell me the truth. This is a great exchange. Let's get down to business. And then when I went through it, I started to write it. And I was like, oh, if I'm going to make a living out of being a loudmouth, I may as well mouth loudly something of import. Something that everybody can take away from instead of just expressing myself. And I think this book is the first time I felt like a real writer. So I'm proud.
Wow. Let's go to Amanda from San Diego. Hey, Amanda, what's your question?
Hey, Andy. My question is for Chelsea. Chelsea, you're just so hysterical, and I love you. And congratulations on your new book.
Thank you.
You're welcome. So my question for you is, what exactly about Robert Mueller do you find so attractive?
Don't even finish the question. I can already answer. His body. Listen, I grew up with a father who was a used car dealer, okay? So he's a shyster, and he didn't even sell cars. He just collected them. And so when I see a man who's like letter of the law, crosses his T's and dots his I's, and I can see a 6 to 8 pack swinging through his white undershirt while he's walking through the halls of the Department of Justice, I know that I want penetration. And I love that man. And that is not something that's debatable. It's just a fact, okay? I know he's married. I don't want to break his marriage up, but I need him to know there are feelings out there. And I speak for a large group of women in this country whose voices are going unheard.
Let's go to Audra from Florida. Hey, Audra, what's your question?
Hi, Andy. Hi, ladies. I had a question for Melissa. Mm-hmm. Melissa, were you surprised when you received so much criticism for revealing that you smoke marijuana with your adult children?
Oh, yeah. Well, one, because it was that clickbait stuff, you know?
Cause yes.
It says Melissa smokes with her children. And I have 12-year-olds, and I'm like, oh, my
right,
God,
right,
no, what
right.
is that? Say? But I was talking about my adult children already
yes.
and how... I just, you know, I think it's just like someone, you come home, you know, they come home from college and you have a glass of wine with them.
Right.
You know, yeah. So, yeah.
We're dealing with something that is legal now
yeah.
in many states and will be legal, hopefully, everywhere. It's just a different, the conversation has completely
yeah.
changed. And by the way, did you ever, I was talking to my parents last week. I mean, did you ever see ourselves living in a world where pot would be so decriminalized? You
well,
maybe did.
I did like 15 years ago when I went through chemotherapy and I smoked it and I was like, oh my God, this is making me feel better. This is
yeah.
making me feel good. This is medicine. That's when I said, that's when I could see and say, okay, in a few years, we could really make this happen. And
yeah.
there was a large movement. And when you see, you know, a child having a seizure and then, well, they don't smoke, but, you know, you give them a tincture or something, and I'm like, woo. No, you give them a tincture, and then the seizure stops.
It's, yeah.
You cannot deny that. And so I'm glad it is. Yeah.
Let's go to Lindsay from Charleston, South Carolina.
Hi, yes. I have a question for Chelsea.
Okay.
Is it sex related?
And my question? Well, I maybe if you want to go there.
I do.
It's ready.
My question is, what do you think about Trump's decision to not attend this year because...
The White House Correspondents' Dinner?
Yeah.
I think that's for the best.
Right.
Who gives a shit where he goes and where he doesn't? My lesson this year is not to let him rob me of another year of my life.
There you
that's
go.
That's good.
That's a good thing. Yeah.
Are you still really active on Twitter?
I'm active, but I decided to look in and do things for my... Basically, I wanted to be in a state where I wasn't so reactive.
Yeah.
I wanted to be in charge of my own, like, and not go, whoa, and
right.
hysterical. So I had to dial it down to do that.
It's hard. It makes you crazy.
But I'm crazy. I mean, I feel great now. It doesn't matter what Trump does.
Yeah, that's huge for a lot.
Let's go to Michael from Ocean Grove, New Jersey. Hey, Michael, what's your question?
Hey, my question's for Melissa.
Okay.
You agreed to guest star on Ellen's coming out episode. Did you have any idea how monumental it would become?
None of us ever really knew how monumental our coming out would be. It was something we sort of just did. And I knew when she was doing it that it was fun and that it was, you know, important. We never know how monumental anything's going to
be. Right.
You know,
right,
it's
right,
like,
right.
Yes, this is going to be monumental. Yeah.
The things you think are going to be huge.
Yeah, not so much.
Last call of the night, Cameron from New York City. Hey, Cameron, what's your question?
Hey, my question's for Chelsea.
Okay.
Since you wrote in your new book that you used to sever friendship, which of the friendships that you ended did you regret the most?
Well, that's a great question. What I learned with this psychiatrist was I was like, do I have to go back and revisit all of the people that I just decided to cut off because I didn't like the way they behaved, like, you know, in a friendship way? And he was like, no, the important thing is for you to move forward and not do it again and not repeat the behavior. So it's not about like being, you know, AA and going and apologizing. It's like, do I really want those relationships back? So some people I did. Some people I went and said, hey, let's talk again. And some people it's just that's better left and just
right.
leave it alone and don't repeat your mistakes moving forward.
And so you did go back to some people and say, I've taken a look at myself.
It wasn't as intentional as that, but
right.
we like reconnected and it was at the right time where I was open and I was like, hey, sorry if I just kind of cut you off. That kind of thing.
Right.
It was casual. It wasn't like, hey, I got to talk to you on the lawn outside of this rehab center. It wasn't like
right.
that.
Right.
But who knows where I'll end up. I mean,
right.
it's anybody's guess.
Right. Well, I want to thank Melissa and Chelsea. Hey, you guys want to take us out with some Tardy for the Party? Let's hear it.
Don't be tardy for the party, party. For the party. Whoa, whoa,
whoa. Thanks, guys. Thanks for listening to the podcast, everybody. Hope you enjoyed the show. Remember, new episodes go live Monday through Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. Make sure you're subscribed. Have a great rest of your night.
Once upon a beat. Remember the stories and fables that captured your imagination when you were young? We have a perfect podcast to bring you the stories you remember, remixed and reimagined for the kids in your life today.
Yeah.
Wondery and Tinkercast are bringing you a music-filled weekly party hosted by me,
DJ Fuse,
and my trusty turntable, Baby Scratch, spinning tales in the new kids and family podcast, Once Upon a Beat, where hip-hop and fables meet. Hey, grown-ups, listen to Once Upon a Beat early and ad-free right now on Wondery Plus.
Once Upon a Beat!
Welcome to the small town of Chinook, where faith runs deep and secrets run deeper.
In this new thriller, available exclusively on Wondery Plus, religion and crime collide when a gruesome murder rocks the isolated Montana community. Everyone is quick to point their fingers at a drug-addicted teenager, but local deputy Ruth Vogel isn't convinced. She suspects connections to a powerful religious group. Enter federal agent V.B. Loro, who has been investigating a local church for possible criminal activity. The pair form an unlikely partnership to catch the killer, unearthing secrets that leave Ruth torn between her duty to the law, her religious convictions, and her very own family. But something more sinister than murder is afoot, and someone is watching Ruth. With an all-star cast led by Emmy nominee Sanaa Lathan and Star Wars Kelly Marie Tran, Chinook is available exclusively and ad-free on Wondery Plus. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.